Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Produce Buzzers Podcast. We are so happy you have joined us today, and I think you will be too after the show is over, because you will learn a lot about fresh fruits and vegetables, how to select and store them, how to prepare and cook them, and surprising facts about their history and origin. We hope it inspires you to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables, not only for your health, but also for your delight and pleasure as you explore their amazing world of taste and delicious flavors. Eating more of them will transform your life in so many positive ways. So settle back, relax, and get ready for another delicious adventure with the Produce Buzzers. Hello, Produce Buzzers podcast fans. Thanks for joining us once again. The following episode was recorded at the Southeastern Produce Council's annual Southern Exposure Convention in Tampa, Florida this year. We had to conduct our interviews out on the convention floor, so there was a lot of competing background noise. So we apologize for that, but our conversation was still audible. So please stay tuned to learn about the exciting and delicious products from Suja Juice.
Greetings, Produce Buzzers podcast fans, and welcome to another delicious episode of the Produce Buzzers podcast. I'm Edwin Stepp, your host and executive editor of producebuzz.com. I'm joined once again by Teresa Nolan, the president and founder of Produce Buzz, along with Rick Stepp, the contributing editor to Produce Buzz. Now, Produce Buzzers podcast fans, we have a very special guest with us today. As you know, we focus mostly on fresh fruits and vegetables, but there are other things in the fresh produce aisle that are so good for you. We want to talk about some of those. And today we have a very special guest from a very special company. We have Jody Knossen from Suja Juice. And Suja Juice is making some incredibly delicious, but also very nutritious and infusing you with energy when you drink these juices. And he's going to tell us about it, tell you how you find it. Look forward to the produce section. So, Jody, welcome to the show. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you. It's great to be here. Great to chat with you guys. I'm happy to, really excited to share with you a little bit about Suja Life. We're now Suja Life. We have two brands. Oh, okay. We have Suja Organic and we have Vibe Organic as well. So that makes up the portfolio. So I'm excited to chat about it today.
Right. Yeah, I've seen in your booth at various produce conventions.
Yep.
Love the passion of your team members.
Yep.
I said, we've got to have these people on because they're so passionate about what they're doing. They're doing something good. They're providing something that's delicious, but also very healthy and nutritious.
For sure.
But before we get to the juice, let's hear about Joe. How did you come to work in this business?
That's a long story. I mean, not a long story, but it's been a long time. So I actually went to college up in Vancouver, BC. I went to a little private college up there. And initially, I studied journalism in college and it was starting to pursue a career in public relations and journalism and things like that. And then I was laid off at my first job, and that's when the produce industry came calling. And
we like to hire people who get fired. No, I'm
kidding. It's early in my career, but
if you don't work somewhere else, come here.
Exactly. That's how it ended up, unfortunately. But I ended up Bolthouse Farms was hiring for a local territory rep in the Vancouver area,
right.
And I hadn't even thought about sales, hadn't even thought about produce. I didn't even drink the juices at the time. And one question I get since I've been selling juice for 20 years now is like, oh, you must really like juice. Do you drink juice? Are you a juice person? And I can honestly can't say whether I am or whether I'm not, because I've been selling juice my whole career. So I don't know if I would buy it on the shop. I'm sure I would, but
when you can get it free, why buy it?
Exactly. So anyway, they ended up hiring me there in Vancouver, and spent about a year and a half doing that, and then moved into a regional manager role. Eventually got into a director role with Bolthouse and ended up spending 9 years there. And then Suja came calling. And it was actually over the holidays 10 years ago. I was with my family up in Alberta, Canada at the time. Bolthouse had moved me down to San Diego, so I was already living in San Diego, but I was still visiting my family up in Canada. And they came calling. A recruiter reached out and said, there's a startup juice company that's looking for somebody to help them scale their business. You've been in the industry for a while. We'd love to interview you. And so Jeff Church, the founding CEO, ended up interviewing with him. And the rest is history, as they say. That's how I got to Suja. I remember walking in. I had actually flown back. I was going to go up to Tahoe over New Year's. And Jeff wanted me to come in and see the facility. And they were literally putting the facility together when I was there. So he's like, oh, as we're walking through the pipes and different things that they were putting together, the HPP machine, he's like, you're going to have to use your imagination a little bit. We're building a juice factory here, and, we're going to scale this business. And so was very excited to join the team and really brought on to grow, to scale the grocery side of the business. Yeah, so that's
been exciting. You already have so much experience.
Yeah.
See a young company, and they were probably really passionate. You probably
they were.
Get into that.
Yeah.
So tell us about how they started. What can you tell us about their beginning?
Yeah, so it was founded really by Eric Ethan. So Eric Ethan's, and it's a really kind of California story, a real American story, as you'd expect, but literally, He had a real passion for pressing cold pressed juice, and he was doing it basically in his kitchen. And what he'd do is he'd press it into little mason jar bottles. And his whole service was he would skateboard around La Jolla, La Jolla in San Diego. It's a more affluent area, and there were several clients that he would literally take out their empties and fill their fridges with full fresh new bottles of juice. And so that's really how it got going. So we always say, we started on a skateboard. We were literally shipping our first product through on a skateboard. So that's pretty exciting. It's,
unique. That's unique.
It's very, California, as you'd expect. And I would say that's really, the ethos of the company. We're very, it's all about the quality of the food and also helping people live a long, beautiful life. That was our initial mission at the time, was long, beautiful life, help people live a long, beautiful life. But that's really what we've been about since we started. So,
okay. So fantastic. So tell us about the juices now. You probably have, I know you have a lot of different flavors and combinations, which look great.
Yeah.
And then just tell us what you do.
Yeah, so we started out with 6 core flavors that Eric was pressing at the time, and he had met while he was building out this business with these more fluent folks. He had met a couple co-founders that helped him really get scale on the business. And the way we were able to scale the business is, obviously, with a 2 to 3 day shelf life, you can't send that anywhere, right? So he found James Brennan, who's one of our founders, who connected him with Jeff Church, who was our founding CEO. And Jeff had gone out and found this technology called high pressure processing, so HPP. It's been around for 30 or 40 years, but it hadn't really been applied as much to the juice side of the business. And so that was, with pressure, we were able to, a couple of key things, maintain the flavor of the juice, but also maintain the nutritional integrity, because you're not heating it out through heat. You're not cooking out the nutrients and then having to put them back in through artificial means. You're maintaining that, because the pressure doesn't affect the chemical makeup of the juice, but it still gives you a shelf life. And so we were able to get a shelf life. I think at the time we were around a 30 to 40 day shelf life, which really allowed us to look at having, how can we, now we can ship it to, Whole Foods is actually the first customer that we were shipping it to.
I think a lot of our listeners have heard about, but they know cold press has become very public. And but what, can you explain technically what is happening? What are you pressurizing? Are you pressurizing to kill bacteria?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's really a two-step. So you're pressing it through a press to get the juice out, and then you're bottling it, and then you're putting it through pressure, like a high pressure. So think about it. The best way to describe it is that it's about 7 times the pressure of the deepest part of the ocean.
Wow.
So it's a ton of pressure. I think it's like 67,000 PSI. So it's a ton of pressure. And what that's doing is that's squeezing out all the bad bugs, as we like to say, but preserving the good bugs.
Right.
And so, or the good ingredients that are in there.
Does that create heat?
It does. It creates there's a little bit of a heat transfer, but very little, not enough to cook the juice by any means. And so you're not relying on the heat to pasteurize it, to get the shelf life. You're really relying on that pressure to do that. Just basically, really, it's squeeze out the bad bugs. That's really the best way to say it. So,
yeah, because if you, the old way to preserve juices was pasteurizing, and that's you're like you're cooking it, as you say.
Yeah, exactly.
That takes out flavor and it changes the composition.
Yeah, and I mean, they, you know, it went from pasteurizing to flash pasteurizing, which was a shorter pasteurization. It was a, you know, 30 seconds of heat, but it's still pretty intense heat that's you know cooking the juice, and so you have to go back and add ascorbic acids and other, you know, things like that to get that nutrient value back to where it was.
Yeah,
so.
I told you when we were talking before we started recording that our father grew apples.
Yeah.
But he also made fresh apple cider.
Okay.
But he refused to pasteurize it.
Yeah.
We just, when cold pressing, we just put it in plastic jugs. You couldn't put it in a glass jug.
Yeah.
But we sold that in roadside stands. And fortunately, we never had any trouble with anything. But,
yeah.
You know, he was adamant about it. Once you pasteurize it, the flavor's gone, the nutrition's gone. But anyway, that's
And I'll make one more point on because you mentioned the, you know, fortunately, we didn't have any problem. You know, Jeff was very, quality's always been the first, we always say quality's the first ingredient that goes into the bottle. Yeah. Quality's always been extremely important at Sugen. We've had one of the best quality people, Ernest Black, in, you know, from the beginning. And he's really allowed us to maintain that quality. We've had no real quality issues because of that. And that's always been a very, very important value to Sugen. Because the last thing we want to do is make anybody sick, of course.
But because of the cold pressing, is that one of the reasons why it needs to be in the produce department?
Exactly.
Refrigerated? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's all organic. We're only using organic fruits and vegetables. So it's really produce, you know, and it's... And it's a premium juice, and because of that, it naturally fits with produce in the produce section. And, you know, that Bolthouse and Naked and Walla had already kind of established that juice, super premium juice set within produce. And so we are a natural fit for there in that set. So
you took it up another level.
Exactly.
So tell us about, first let's hear some of your most popular flavors,
and
then some of those nutritional things you've added to the juice.
Yeah, so I mean... Originally, when they had launched the juice, they thought it was going to be more of like an organic cold press analog to what was already out there. So it's Bolthouse, Naked, Ogwalla, you know, premium juices. What we learned very early on is that the consumer that was consuming our juice was more interested in more nutrient dense juice, and so less sugar driven juices with, you know, apple and orange and some of the high sugar fruits, and more vegetable dense juices. And so really, that's where we got our start, is with, you know, some of our more dense greens. Our number one juice is actually our Uber greens. And I think the name of it gives you an idea of what it is. It's, you know, it's kale, it's spinach, it's, you know, chlorella, it's all these dense greens shoved into a bottle. And, you know, we always say it's like drinking a salad, you know.
Yeah, right. But there's got to be some sweeter juice that it's blended with. Is that apple?
In some cases, yeah, we do use, we have a range, you know, we focus, you know, on providing a range to our consumers. So we would use apple, we would use banana in some of our juices. We would use some of that to help naturally sweeten it. You know, we don't add, obviously, any sugars. We use the produce to sweeten it.
No concentrate.
No concentrate. I mean, a perfect example of this is we always say most people try to hide their ingredients on the back of the bottle in really small print because they really don't want you to see it. Well, guess what? We put them all right on the front of the bottle because we're not ashamed of what we put in the juice.
Yeah. Easy to read, even for a blind guy like me.
Exactly. So, you know,
this has a long list. I'm looking at Jody brought us some juices to look at. I'm looking at the ingredients. Well, first of all, we got a big on the front here.
Yeah.
There's a few more on the full list, but there's nothing that is not natural on this list.
No, not at all. Yeah.
There's no long scientific words on this.
No, there's no concentrates. There's, you know, and that's what you did start to see creep in is some of our bigger competitors start to go to more concentrates and things like that, where this, you know, you can't cold press concentrates, you know, you're depressing fruits and vegetables. And so this has really kind of brought that back to the produce set. And we always think, you know, we're produce, you know, we're just squeezed produce is what we are. We're not, you know, we're not adding things to it that aren't produce. Right.
Can you let these ferments and create a probiotic?
You could probably do that. We don't recommend that, of course.
Okay. Well, does the cold pressing, this high pressure, is that not destroy the bacteria that would cause it to ferment?
It does, but it would still spoil after.
If you opened it,
the bacteria gets back into the bottle, and it would still spoil over a certain amount of time. You know, we have we have tried some stuff with fermentation and different flavors and stuff, and we haven't focused on that being the primary vehicle for what we're trying to accomplish. We've added probiotics to several of our juices as well. We continue all of our shots have probiotics as well. So we're, you know, probiotics are very important, but we're using organic probiotics and adding them to the juices versus like getting them to fermentation, right, stuff like that.
Because of the process, do you have a longer shelf life?
We do. We've been able, so one thing Jeff, our founding CEO, was able to do was really establish HPP, and we were actually an FDA testing site for, you know, from the beginning, because we are the largest now. Don't quote me, but we're one of the largest HPP, especially for juice. We're definitely the largest whole fresh juice on the market. Oh. And we have, you know, several HPP machines now. So we're, you know, we, so what they focused on is, sorry, now I lost my train of thought. What was the first
one?
Shelf life. Yeah. So what we've been able to do as we've been able to test it more and more and more over the years, we've been able to expand our shelf life over the years, as we got more confident in our testing and, you know, as we've developed it further. So,
and is it about a 30-day shelf life across the board?
It varies. It really varies on the composition of the juices and the pH level of the juices. Anything with acidity adds a little bit more shelf life to it because you have that natural acidity that helps preserve it. So it just depends on the composition of the juice. We're, you know, most of our juices are up closer to 80 to 90 to 100 days now, and some even more than that. But that's, you know, we're not doing anything different. We're just better at what we do, and we just know, are much more confident. We've been very conservative from the beginning. Going back to what I said earlier, we don't want people getting sick when they drink our juice. You know, that was the last thing we want. We certainly don't want to make anybody have, you know, kill anybody or anything like that. So we've been very, very conservative as we've grown this over the years. But you know, you learn to do things better. You learn, you know, you get the better testing and stuff like that. So.
So you have, you brought us some samples here.
Yeah.
And you've got some big bottles or bigger bottles, which would be about what you'd expect if you were going to buy juice off the shelf. But then we see these little guys here.
Yeah.
You call them shots.
They're little powerful shots.
And some interesting names. Well, not maybe it is the names. There's digestion. There's immunity boost.
Yeah.
And what's this? Another immunity boost? Tell us about the shots and what makes them different.
Yeah, so the shots are going to be a little bit more of a concentrated, you know, a little more kick to them. So the juices are meant, you know, kind of as an everyday, you know, as you're going throughout your day, you're consuming your juices, you're getting your health and nutrition that way, whereas the shots are meant to give you a little bit more of a kick up front. And so we're using a little bit more intense ingredients and a little bit more of a concentrated form in the sense of like ginger and turmeric and elderberry. And the idea is that they're meant to be a little bit more powerful, like, you know, similar, you know, this maybe a bad analogy to use, but like you think about a beer being more of a sipper, whereas a shot of tequila it just gets you there faster, right? So
I like that.
That's kind of how we think about it.
You could chase the tequila with this. I think that'd be pretty good.
Exactly. And to be honest with you, a lot of people are actually starting to mix some of those in drinks because they're pretty potent.
Yeah,
potent little guys.
This immunity boost says, you mentioned the ginger and turmeric, but you didn't tell the cayenne.
Yeah.
There's cayenne, so be careful. Read those labels if you don't like the spicy. I love the spicy. I love the turmeric.
Yeah, and it's meant to be. It's meant to give a kind of a reaction. You know, like they're meant to. You're meant to really feel it, especially vibe. You think about vibe. They're a little bit more intense than any other shots that are out there on the market, and it's meant to really kind of.
They have a higher concentration of sugar in the shots.
Not necessarily sugar, because we're. They're still pretty low in sugar. I think this one has maybe a couple grams of sugar, so it's still pretty low. It's 10 calories, a couple grams of sugar, so it's still pretty low. We're not using a lot of like high sweet fruits to do it. We're using like more roots and things like that. We do mix it with some pineapple and some orange and things like that. But really, what people are looking for are those root vegetables, because they know, you know, there's a lot more awareness around ginger and turmeric and even things like elderberry, those types of ingredients that really help naturally heal your body, and that's what these are intended to be, is a you know, more of a natural healer for your body. Exactly, antioxidants.
Elderberry, that looks good to me. You don't find elderberry juice very often out there. So
you don't. Yeah, and I mean, if you taste elderberry, it's not like a sipper kind of a fruit. You know, it's got a unique flavor, and so it works very well in a shot, for example.
Right.
So
biologically, kicking it from this, isn't it? Sugar mix, it's more of the spices.
It's more of a spice, and more a little bit more of an intense kind of kick, like in that sense. Yes. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
The point is, those other things you're adding, those are, you know, ginger and turmeric and those kind of things. I see one here, it's got probiotics.
Yeah.
And that is the kick. It's more like boosting your system rather than any kind of sense of the
sobriety. Exactly. And, you know, and where shots really took off. So shots have really come into their own, you know, kind of in the late, you know, 2010. So, you know, I think Vibe launched in 2014, 2015 in there. We had some other brands that launched along the way as well. We launched ours, I think, right in 2018. But really what moved these to where they are today is the pandemic, because all of a sudden people were really concerned about immunity. And real immunity still is the largest kind of usage occasion that consumers are looking for with shots to help boost their immunity. And a lot of that, obviously, people became much more aware of that during the pandemic and making sure that they're boosting their immunity. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, especially younger, you know, millennials, Gen Z, they don't want to go to the pharmacy to do that. They want it through natural means, right. You know, and a lot of older generations are too. I'm a Gen Xer, you know, we want that as well. And so I think that's what really drove it during the pandemic. And it hasn't slowed down. Everybody thought we'd come off this huge bubble and this huge spike, but it has not slowed down. It's just continued to accelerate.
And there's been I've read a lot, and I'm not a nutrition expert. We don't want to promote something that's wrong, but I've read a lot of nutrition since we started this podcast about supplements, like, you know, just tablets.
Yeah.
And most of what I've read, and I'm not going to be the authority here to do your own research, is that those supplements really don't do much of anything. You have to get it from whole foods.
Yeah.
And I think this qualifies.
This does, this will qualify. I mean, this is the closest thing to raw, because, again, you're not using heat. You're not using artificial means to reinforce it. It's, you're maintaining that with HPP. So
do you use aronia berries?
I don't believe we do. No, I'm not familiar with those. So, again, I'm not the mixologist. We have a chef that's been with us from the beginning. He actually knew Eric. They were buddies. He went off and got trained at the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America. Graduated top of his class. His name's Brian Reblay. He's one of the best in the business. He is the best in the business as far as I'm concerned. And he's been with us from the beginning. So he's really good at mixing. He really understands composition. He really understands, you know, what different fruits and vegetables and roots can do for you. And he's
like fit in a flavor.
Exactly. How they come together in a flavor, which is very important, because people still want it to taste good. They want the health without the punishment, as we always say.
The reason I asked you about aronia berries is I grow them in my garden.
Oh, okay.
And I notice that a lot of the juice companies use the aronia berry juice with color. But they also have like 10 times more antioxidants than the beer.
Okay.
But they almost tasteless. I mean, I grind them up in a blender with water.
Yeah.
And it just tastes like water. But there's all these antioxidants
you get from them. We may use them. I'm not, you know, again, I'm not the guy that's mixing all this stuff. We've been pressing fruits and vegetables now for 12 years. And now we're pressing over 1 million pounds of produce every week. And so we're getting every week. Yeah. So, you know, when you come into our manufacturing facility, you walk in and there's, you know, layers and layers of fresh produce. We're bringing in every week, pressing it, and then bottling it, HPP, and shipping out. And we get all of it. The reason one question we always get is like, why are you guys in California? Why not build a facility on the East Coast? Well, we need to be there because about 75% of all the produce that we press is from California. You know, we grow, you know, we're in the Imperial Valley and down in Yuma. We rotate, obviously, between those. But we need to be basically right in the middle of that. So,
do you grow any of your own, or is it all sorts of other?
We did some contract growing. We've done some of that over the years, but But no, we're working with suppliers as well. So,
that's so interesting.
Yeah, so that's, you know, a kind of a unique, just, you know, I don't think people realize the scale of the business, right. You know, and coming to a produce show, we are a produce company, you know, like it's just in a bottle, you know, so.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of fresh produce to make juice.
It does.
You squeeze an orange, you don't get very much juice.
Exactly.
You have a tiny amount of juice that we, in order to get it. Put in a bottle.
Yeah, what's
a lot of
it does. It takes a lot. And then like because of that, we get a lot of byproduct. And so we're figuring out ways to upcycle that. Yeah. So we launched the powder this year. So we're looking at ways that how do we we also, you know, donate it to farms and things like that to feed animals and stuff. Exactly. But now we're figuring out a way to upcycle it so that we can use it and make our own products from it. Because you get all the fiber and, you know, all the stuff that's left over after the pressing. So we're really excited about that little sustainability cycle as well.
Yeah. Like, so we'll have to follow up on that if you guys figure out exactly what you're going to do.
Exactly.
See how that works.
Yeah.
That's like 25 semi loads of juice a week.
Yeah, we get a produce in there. It's a lot.
Well, that's fantastic. So you have to look for Suja. That's SUJA in your produce.
And Vibe, VIBE.
Okay. Yes. Do you have Vibe in the larger, or is that just the
shots? No, Vibe is really just the shots. Really just a shots brand.
Right.
So
look for those in your produce section. Try them out. They're delicious. They really come up with some very creative flavors. You'll love it, and you'll feel good.
We're really excited. We're launching a plant-based protein line as well, which I brought with me.
Yeah.
It's got 16 grams of protein, but then it's loaded with vitamins as well. So it's got your, you know, vitamins A, B, D, C, and E. So lots of vitamins.
You missed the most important thing about that. What you should. It's chocolate, people. It's chocolate.
And it tastes great. I mean, a lot of times plant proteins are very chalky flavor.
Yeah.
These taste great. They're very smooth. Again, credit to Brian and how he's able to pull these, you know, mix things together. So
now you can drink chocolate milk and then do it healthy.
Exactly. I mean, they're low in sugar and they're less than.
And that's the 16 grams of sugar, 16 grams of protein in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did the protein come from?
It's a mix of different plant-based proteins, so pea and hemp and rice and those sorts of things. So
I thought it looks like coconut is the
worst. Yeah, coconut. We use coconut not so much as a protein,
right.
As more of a base. Yeah.
Well, this has been fascinating. You guys are doing some great work. You're providing a delicious product. It's also healthy and nutritious. So thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Are you going to put in through the pain for Richard?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I purposely didn't tell you about this because some people, if I told them, I'm afraid they wouldn't come. But we require all our guests to go through a very painful ritual.
Okay.
Before we
finish. Scares me a little bit.
Okay. Here's the thing. This segment is called Home Grown. And Teresa loves puns.
Okay.
So in every episode, she pulls out a pun from her repertoire, and it's usually in the form of a question.
Okay.
And we try to guess what the punny answer would be. Okay. But it's bad. I'm sorry. You're going to feel a lot of pain. You're not going to want to laugh. You're going to want to groan. That's what we call it, home groan.
Okay.
All right.
So, Teresa, what's our home groan today?
Okay. So, why did the Suja juice want to be have to go to the therapist?
Okay. Now, let me make sure I understand this. If that's the time you think about it. Why did the Suja juice want to be juice?
Uh-huh.
So, he was not yet. He was not accepted into the Suja line yet.
Right.
He had to qualify,
but
he had to go to the therapist because of this thing he was going to get qualified for suture.
Right.
So why did the suture want to be juiced?
And it's a pun, of course. So
therapist.
I'm trying to think. This one's pretty tough.
I don't know. Inferiority complex. He needed to boost his juice.
Oh, there we go.
Because he was afraid of being squeezed and crushed.
No. But that's a good reason.
What about you, Jenny? Any guesses?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Because he was green with anger.
Oh.
I love it.
Green with anger. Uber green. He was uber green.
There we go. He was uber green with anger.
Yeah. Well, he was probably under a lot of pressure, too. But
that would have been a good one. But what's the real answer?
He got involved in a whirlwind relationship with a blender and couldn't concentrate.
We'll have to remember that one. I like that.
Well, that's good that he couldn't concentrate if he wanted to eat sweet juice, because he's not concentrated.
Exactly. He wouldn't have been welcome to the family.
We didn't grow enough.
So that was wonderful.
Well, Jody, thanks again so much.
Thank you.
It's good luck to you guys.
It's been an honor to be on the podcast.
Yeah, so
thank you.
Thanks for joining.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it. Good luck.
That was fun.
Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Produce Buzzers podcast, brought to you by Produce Buzz, the gathering place for lovers of fresh fruits and veggies. We hope you were entertained a bit and educated a lot about fresh produce. Be sure to join us next time, and please tell your friends to do so as well. Like, share, and comment on our Produce Buzz Facebook page. And check out our website at www.producebuzz.com. There you will find articles about fresh fruits and veggies, how to select, store, and prepare them, as well as lots of interesting facts about all the wonderful bounty the earth provides for us. Until next time, be fruitful, and don't forget to veg out.